What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I think IVF is a great thing. Thank goodness for science. I just feel that it's not right for me right now. I just don't know if I want to put my body through that. And people might think, okay, is it because you don't want to ruin your body? I'm not going to lie. That's part of it. But then again, I could just have a surrogate, you know? It's more of the responsibility of having a child. If God wants to put a child in my womb and I'm 45, that is his will. And I will raise a wonderful child. I know I'll be a wonderful mother.
What up, guys? Welcome to your favorite podcast, Cheekies and Chill. I'm your host, Cheekies, and I am so happy to be here, and I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with your friends and family. I had the best time with my family, and I ate some really delicious food. Anywho, today's episode is going to be a very personal one. About a year ago, I recorded an episode on my experience with IVF and why I decided not to go through with it. I gave myself until October of this year to figure out if IVF is right for me. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. I hope you all listen to this episode with open ears and open hearts because I'm going to get very vulnerable with you guys. This is Cheekies and Chill. Okay, let me take a deep breath. Motherhood. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's a blessing. I think children are a blessing. And I have been with Emilio for 2.5 years. He's younger than I am. He has no children. And before I met him, I was pretty sure that I was okay with not having any kids. And I've told you guys a story before on the pod that the day I met him, I had removed my IUD. That's how I was, you know, taking care of myself. That was my form of birth control. The one that has no hormones, the copper one, right? So that's what I was using. And the day I met him, or the day that we started talking, I had removed it. And well, we've been doing our thing and I haven't gotten pregnant. And I really feel that that is God's plan. If it hasn't happened naturally, it's because God wants to wait or he has a different plan for me. I don't know. The only reason I even thought about having children, you guys are going through with IVF, was because Emilio's younger and I don't want to take that from him either. And it's a very heavy topic for me because I've had a lot of issues with my ovaries. I've had cysts. I have endometriosis. Now this whole situation with, you know, polyps in the lining of my uterus. And there are times that I feel like, oh my gosh, my body is giving up on me. And it's not a sexy conversation. It's not a conversation that a lot of women want to talk about, but I feel that God has given me this position, and thank goodness, a podcast and listeners like you guys, where I can share these things because I know I'm not the only one out there. And yes, I know, and I'm aware that talking about these things kind of age me. But then again, there are women in their 20s that also have these, you know, endometriosis or things going on with their bodies. And I think it's important to talk about it because it is something that is very personal. And I feel like being vulnerable, there's a lot of power in that. So I just want to tell you guys my story. Okay. So anyways, now we're here. Now October came around. I kept my word. I said, okay, I'm going to see if it happens naturally. Because when I first started IVF last October of 2022, I wasn't ready mentally and physically. And I explained it to you guys in that episode. So if you haven't heard it, you haven't listened to that episode, go back to that one where I talk about my experience and why I decided to hold off. And I told myself, okay, I'm going to give myself into October of 2023 and see if I get pregnant naturally. And that's going to be God's will. And so I went to the doctor and they told me that I had another cyst, but not to worry about it. So I was like, okay, it's not bothering me. You know, we're going to leave it alone. And then she said, but the reason why you're spotting is because you have polyps. I'm like, what the hell are those? I'm like, now what? And she said, well, you know, it's pretty normal in women that have endometriosis and they're like these little kind of like blood clots, like just, I guess it's weird, but like little bolitas, like little balls of I guess, tissue, you know, filled with blood. And that's why I was spotting and I was cramping and I rarely cramp. So I was like, oh my goodness. So anywho, she says, we have to remove those because if you want to start IVF, you're only going to feed this stuff with other hormones that they're going to give you. So I don't recommend it. This is what my OBGYN said. So she told me, you know, I think you should wait. And then maybe once you remove them, I find that a lot of women get pregnant naturally. So that's where I'm at right now, which brings me back to the IVF, guys. I've been thinking about it and I just don't know if I want to put my body through that. I respect everyone's decision. I think IVF is a great thing. I think that, thank goodness for science and, you know, that we're able to do this, you know. I just feel that it's not right for me right now. I don't want to force it. I feel that for me personally, I feel like I'd be forcing it. I feel like, okay, if I haven't gotten pregnant naturally in these 2.5 years, then that's God's will. And that's how I really feel. And if it happens, then it'll be a blessing. But the more time that passes by and the older that I get, I'm really enjoying my life. And that might sound selfish to some people, but let me remind you guys, I am the eldest of 5 and I have, you know, raised my siblings. I'm still in a way raising them because I'm the oldest sister. And even though they are grown up and they live in their own homes and you have their own children, well, Janica doesn't, but they come to me. I'm still that mother figure to them in some way, you know, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Especially with Johnny. Johnny still lives with me. And, you know, I still worry about him. I'm still guiding him. And I had him, look at this. I had him on my mom, said here at 6 months, take care of this kid. I got to go work. And I have. And it's been a blessing and I love it. And I don't regret a minute of it. I learned so much about myself, about life, about having children with him because he was given to me so young. So I went through all of it, everything. I really feel like I know what it is to have a child and once they grow up, how much it hurts and how you still worry about your children no matter what. So I feel for so many years, I focused on my siblings and raising them and now they're grown and they're doing their thing and I'm so proud and I feel like right now is my time to travel, to do as I please. And that's why I just want to hold off on having kids.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I have thought about it. I'm like, okay, what if I have no children? Will I regret it? And there is that possibility. There is the possibility of me regretting it 10 years from now. But I don't want to think that way. I want to think about what is best for me now. And here's the thing. I'm not saying I don't want kids at all. I'm just saying I don't want to actively try. I don't want to go through IVF. Because if I'm getting a period, guys, and I'm pretty regular, I feel like, okay, there's eggs in there. So why isn't it happening? I should start worrying, or really, like, obviously, or say that I can't do anything about it if I no longer have a period. But I have a period. I get a period every month. I'm very regular. So I feel like if it's not sticking, it's for a reason. That's what my body's telling me. That's what my faith tells me. And I feel like even if I'm 42 and I still have a period and God says, here's the baby, then I'll be happy. I'll be like, okay, God, this is your will. Let's go for it. You know what I mean? So I think I'm at that point right now where I'm like, I don't know if IVF is right for me. And obviously with IVF, the longer you wait, the less eggs that you can, you know, they can remove. So I understand that. And yes, some people might say, okay, well, cheekies, why don't you just do the IVF, have the eggs just in case? But then I'd feel like there they are. They're just frozen. And what am I going to do? What if I decide not to have kids? Then what? I just throw them away? You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'd rather just go through it naturally. And I have faith that if that is what's meant for me, it's going to happen. And people might think, oh my gosh, because they've asked me, okay, is it because, you know, you don't want to ruin your body? I'm not going to lie. That's part of it. I mean, but then again, I could just have a surrogate, you know? It's more of the responsibility of having a child. It's a lifetime thing, you guys. It's not something to play with. And I know I'd be a good mother. I know it. I just don't know in my heart if I want to stop my life. I feel like I'm finally living it for myself and doing as I please. And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't know. So I think if I'm already feeling like this, why would I go through IVF and kind of in a way, I guess, I don't know if the correct word is force it, and go through the process and then knowing that I feel this way, I feel like, is that fair to the child? Is that fair to myself? Is that fair to their future? Versus me just leaving it in God's hands, doing my thing with my man. And if it happens, then it happens. Then I'll be like, well, this is God's will, and I'll feel better about it. Like, I'm like, okay, I've done my part. I got off birth control, been having unprotected sex with my man. Hasn't happened. Maybe it's just not the right time. And I'm a woman of faith. So even if it happens when I'm 45, I'm 45 and it happens. And whoa, that's what God wants. So that's kind of where I'm at. Before, if you would have asked me this, I don't know, maybe 10 years, 5 years ago, is it because you don't want to ruin your body or you don't want to gain more weight? I'd be like, yes, that scares the hell out of me, you know? But now that I've kind of taken control of that part of my life and I know what I need to do in order for that not to happen or keep working out as I'm pregnant, I'm not as scared of that anymore. It's more of the world we live in, all of the realities that surround us on a daily basis, my reality, my personal reality, what I lived, taking care of my siblings, and it's been a beautiful thing, but also experiencing all that. And I don't want to take it away from Emilio either. So we've had these conversations, and that's kind of what we're working through. One of the conversations that, or should I say topics in, you know, premarital counseling is the topic of children. Like, we have to be on the same page. And we've talked about it. And I'm like, what if I can't? What if I don't want to? What if he says, well, I'm fine with that. I'll be fine with you. Just give me a lot of love. And I'm like, okay, that's perfect. That's great. But then again, I'm not going to lie. I think about it all the time, guys. I'm like, he's 7 years younger than I am. What if he regrets it later? What if he wants something different? And I thought about that and it's kept me up at night. But I'm like, you know what? I can't think about that. I can't think that way. I have to think about it right now. Enjoy our relationship now. And once that happens, and if it happens, or maybe it never will happen, maybe he will be 100%, 1,000%, you know, satisfied with me and not having to have kids. That could be our reality, you know. But if it does, and he's like, you know, I want a kid and now I just really can't, you know, let's say 5 years from now, I don't know. then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to put myself through that stress or my body through that stress thinking about that right now. I just want to enjoy the moment. And that's where I'm at. And I wanted to be really honest with you guys because it is something that I'm asked about all the time. Like, I know a lot of people would want me to have a kid, and I'm not saying I wouldn't be happy if it happened, but I'm also okay not having kids. And on the other side of the token, I have thought about my career. It's going well. We're moving forward. Things are happening. Thank goodness. You know, it's been 10 long years uphill battle, and I feel like we're finally somewhere where it's a little bit more stable, and I don't want to lose the momentum. And I thought, okay, would I have to stop for 9 months while I'm pregnant and then sometime after that because I have to tend to the baby? But then again, I'm like, you know what? But that doesn't even stop me anymore. I'm like, okay, I've seen Cardi B. I've seen Jennifer Lopez. I've seen so many different women do their thing while they're pregnant. And it's all good. You know what I mean? Like, I'll have my baby with me. I'll have a nanny. Like, I feel like I can figure it out. It's really more of the long term. I don't know. I'm still, even as I'm speaking to you guys, I'm still a little conflicted because I'm like, there are days where I'm like, yes, I want kids so bad. I'm like, oh my God, because I love children, you know, like kids gravitate towards me. I love kids. And Johnny, my brother, was actually saying that. He's like, I think it's because you tell yourself so much that you don't want them, or you're not sure that your body's kind of like, you have a very powerful mind. And I'm like, well, yeah, I really do believe in the law of attraction. So maybe if I were to tell myself, yes, I want a kid, I want a kid, I want a kid right now, God will give it to me. But since I'm like, in the gray area, I'm like, I don't know. Yes, no, maybe so. It hasn't happened. But I have so much faith, you guys, that I'm like, I know if that is what's going to happen for me, it's going to happen naturally. Like, I really, truly, really, truly believe that. But right now, I'm just not sure. But I am very sure that IVF, for the time being, is not for me. Because if I was meant to do it in October the way I had told myself, then I wouldn't have had the cysts, these polyps. Like, it put another halt on the IVF process, this whole situation that I'm dealing with right now, which, thank goodness, the polyps are out. I don't know what's going on with the damn cysts. It's just there. They love me. But I can't start IVF because even if I wanted to, I would have to get the cysts removed. It's like this whole thing. So I'm just like, you know what? It's not for me. I'm good with not doing it. And the only reason I'm talking to you guys about this is because I want to, you know, hold myself accountable. And I told you guys, you guys have been with me, my listeners here on Chickies and Chill. You guys have been with me through the entire process. When I talked to the IVF doctor, when I went, when I stopped, the whole thing. So I'm like, I want to be accountable and have you guys with me on this process the entire way. And I feel like the best thing to do is be transparent with you guys. And that's what I'm doing. I feel like that's my responsibility. And I owe that to you guys.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles, because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like, when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now that we're kind of talking about this, my brother once told me, Mikey, he told me, you know what? That's what you came to the earth for, to reproduce. And I'm like, wait a second. Some people really think that. I think he was joking. Obviously, he's going to respect whatever decision I make. And I love being a Nina and I love being a Tia. Like, I love it. I love giving kisses and loving them and loving on them and giving them whatever they want. I'm the Tia that likes to spoil. And then giving them back to their parents. It's fun. So, but there are people, guys, that really feel that that's what women came to earth for. That's what we're here for. That's our main purpose, is to have children. And I'm not trying to be feminist. I'm just saying we have a choice and it is okay for us to choose for ourselves, because it's not like those people are going to come and take care of the kid financially, physically, emotionally, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's a personal decision. And if it fits your life and if it's meant for you, I feel like it's going to happen regardless of anything. But if you choose, I don't want kids for the rest of my life, no one should judge you on that. I don't feel that that's our only purpose. I feel like I could be a mother to many people. I have dear cheekies. I'm a big sister to many people. Like, I can maybe one day adopt. That's another thing. I was just talking to my sister Jenica about it. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll adopt. She's on the same page. There are so many children in the world that need parents. And I've thought about that quite a bit. And maybe sometime down the years, if I don't have my own child, I'll adopt. And I think that's okay. But don't let anyone ever make you feel that that is the only reason or your purpose on earth is to have children and that's it. No, there are so many different things. I feel like I have a mission on earth and I feel like I'm fulfilling it every single day and like walking towards my godly purpose each and every single day in some way or another. And if God wants to put a child in my womb and I'm 45, that is his will, and I will raise a wonderful child. I know I'll be a wonderful mother. I just don't know if I am necessarily 100% ready right now. And I don't think you'll ever be 100% ready, right? But I don't even think I'm like 50% ready, you guys, to be honest. I'm just kind of like, hold up. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm chilling. Like, I'm doing my thing right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. I really don't feel like there's anything wrong with that at all. I don't feel guilty for it. I really don't. And I guess as a Latina, and I don't think I'm the only one, because we've talked about it quite a bit here on the podcast as well, how we are constantly being asked, especially now that I'm engaged and I have someone in my life, like, okay, when are you having kids? And it's a question that comes up quite a bit in interviews, in my personal life, and people that I just meet on the street, and they're like, oh my God, Chiquis, when are you going to have kids? Like, you know, se te va a pasar el tren, the whole thing, like, hey, the clock is ticking. But I've gone to the point before, I was like, kind of like a little worried and I felt a little guilty maybe saying, I don't know if I want kids. Now I'm okay with saying that because I feel like this is my life and I should be able to live it any way that I can. I think now that I've gotten older and I'm understanding my body and I'm understanding things on a different level, and now I guess I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to say I love kids and I know for a fact I'd be a great mom and I'm a great Tia and Nina and stuff, but I don't feel ashamed saying that I don't want kids of my own right now. But I don't know, it changes, guys, because last year I had a lot of baby fever and now I'm just chilling. Now I'm focused on my music. I'm really looking forward to next year and being able to go somewhere for a few weeks and record my album, something I've never been able to do. Like, there are things that I want to do, and not saying that I can't do that while I'm pregnant. I mean, if that's God's will, I'm still going to do it. You know, if I get pregnant in the beginning of the year or whenever he says, then so be it. I'm going to receive it. But I think another part of it too, and just being honest here, is I guess I've been forced in a way mentally not to get over the idea of having kids because my body is saying something different. So instead of being disappointed every month, it's more of like, let me push it out of the way. And I think that's where I'm at. The conclusion to this episode is that I have decided not to go through with IVF. I can't even do it, even if I wanted to, because I have the cyst and I have to fix all of that first. I feel like IVF for me would be forcing it right now. And I don't want to do that. I really want to put myself in God's hands and let his will be done completely. If it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, I'm okay with it, is where I'm at. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, I can probably right now, I feel like I can live the rest of my life. If I don't have kids, fine and happy. I have my siblings. I have my nieces and nephews. I have my godchildren. I love it. But if God decides to get me pregnant, then I'm fine with that as well. Does that make sense? So that's where I'm at, guys. That's the truth. If something changes for next year, I will update you guys on that and be like, hey, guys, I decided to do it. But right now I am chilling. I am taking care of my body. I am unwinding. It's almost the end of the year, basically. And I'm going to do a detox and that's it. And if it happens, great. And I'll be fine. That's where we're at. I just want to tell you, don't let anyone, especially if you're a Latina, because I feel you, pressure you into, you need to have kids. That is what you have to do. That is your decision. It is your body. It is your future. Even if you do decide and IVF is for you, that's amazing. You know how I am, you guys. I'm all about live and let live, whatever you want to do. And I hope that you guys can also show me that grace and not judge me with not wanting to go through with IVF. I am really just riding on faith right now. I really feel that if I'm meant to have a child, God is going to make it happen, no matter how old I am. I truly, truly in my heart believe that. So that's my advice to you guys. If you are trying to have a child and you feel IVF is for you, go for it. If you want to do it naturally, if you don't want any kids at all, don't ever let anyone make you feel bad for that, because those people aren't going to come and take care of your child and support you financially and in every way. Because as women, we go through so much being pregnant, having the child. Even after you have the child, you have the baby blues, like there's postpartum. There's so many things that women go through that I feel especially a man should not force you or tell you what you have to do with your body and how you should do it. That is solely your decision. I really, truly feel that. And of course, if you have your partner, you have, you know, your husband, then that's a conversation you guys have together. But at the end of the day, I really feel it's the woman's decision. So that is the episode. I really appreciate you guys listening to me. And before I let you guys go, I have a motivational quote for you guys. And the quote is, "My body shows up for me each and every day, and it deserves my wholehearted love." And that's exactly where I'm at right now, you guys. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to express myself, for listening to me, for coming back each and every week to listen to a new episode. Los quiero mucho. Oh, and also you guys, next week we're going to be having my therapist, Tanya, for an episode on couples therapy. So you can't miss that, okay? All right. Besitos.
Do you need advice on love, relationships, health, y más? I'm so excited to share with you that my Cheekies and Chill podcast will have an extra episode drop each week. I'll be answering all your questions. Just leave me a voice message con todas tus preguntas y yo te las voy a contestar personalmente. All you have to do is go to speakpipe.com/cheekiesandchillpodcast and record your questions. I can't wait to hear from you. This is a production of iHeartRadio and the My Cultura Podcast Network. Follow us on Instagram at My Cultura Podcast and follow me, Chiquis, that's C-H-I-Q-U-I-S. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, and check us out on YouTube.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.